Pete Buttigieg apologizes for losing train of thought while finally visiting East Palestine. By Hannah Blow on February 24, 2023. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Thursday apologized after losing his train of thought while speaking to the press in East Palestine, Ohio. His act of contrition came nearly 3 weeks after the toxic train derailment devastated the local community there. Speaking of the dangers of what he described as misinformation injected into this situation, none of which is to the benefit of the community, Buttigieg appeared to lose his place. "So I think, sorry I lost my train of thought," Buttigieg said, prompting some to note the irony of his word choice. "Too soon," one said as another highlighted his unfortunate choice of words. "Yet another derailment," one commenter remarked. "Poor choice of words," another said. Buttigieg's remarks came on his first visit to the area affected by the train derailment and subsequent release of toxic chemicals, which rocked the East Palestine community, triggering evacuations and ongoing concerns regarding the safety of the air and water. The transportation secretary made waves Thursday morning after refusing to answer questions on why it took him nearly 3 weeks to visit the area, a trip which conveniently occurred a single day after former President Donald Trump's visit, where he visited with residents, delivered truckloads of water, and treated first responders and others to a meal. "Watch, Trump to East Palestine residents, you are not forgotten." While Buttigieg ignored the inquiries, a woman identifying himself as his press secretary jumped into the fray but bizarrely refused to answer questions with cameras rolling. "I don't want to be on camera, please," she said, offering to answer questions off camera and holding fast to her no cameras request. "I'm sorry. I don't want to do this on camera," she said as others threw questions her way. "I'm happy to talk to you guys off camera," she continued, ultimately refusing to answer inquiries, as cameras were present. "Watch." During his visit on Wednesday, Trump stated that Buttigieg should have been here a long time ago. "We're like a third world nation, and this is an example of it, the breakdown. Our whole country is breaking down," he said. "Watch Donald Trump, Buttigieg should have been in East Palestine a long time ago."